Michael Mann is a director that I've been a fan of for a very long time, going all the way back to Thief, Last of the Mohicans, Heat, Ali, Collateral. There have been some misfires too, Miami Vice, Public Enemies, and definitely Black Hat. The latest movie he's done, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Is this going to be a redemption story for Michael Mann? Today, we're talking about Ferrari. Let's talk for a minute. Ferrari, with Adam Driver starring as Enzo Ferrari, debuted finally in December of 2023 after a bumpy production where many actors were attached and then left the project. There was also a very bumpy process with getting the movie finally distributed in the United States. STX, the distributor, had a lot of problems and eventually had to pass off the movie to Neon, which did a great job distributing this movie. But before I get into all that, the rating for this movie is a solid 8 out of 10. Ferrari is a true return to form for this director. With that said, let's go with the pros for this movie. The cast, the leads, Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz are terrific in this movie. And yes, do believe the hype, Penelope Cruz in the role in particular of Laura Ferrari was very, very good in this movie. Shailene Woodley is great in this movie too, but one thing which was frustrating with her role was that I felt like this is such a great actor and she was completely underutilized in the movie. Oh, and I also don't want to forget, when it comes to the cast and in a supporting role, Patrick Dempsey. I wasn't sure if that was going to really work in this movie, but he did a great job in this film. He played one of the drivers, one of the racers on Team Ferrari. But other good things in this film, Daniel Pemberton, the composer, he made this soundtrack very quickly, but did an amazing job with it. Also, I liked how Michael Mann reused one particular piece of music from his 1999 movie, The Insider, and that track was called Sacrifice by Lisa Gerrard and Peter Bork. It is used at a really critical part of the movie. I just thought it fit perfectly. It definitely made me pause because the second I heard it, I'm like, I know this. I've heard this from somewhere before. And of course, it's one of the director's past movies. This movie has all the signature things that you would like in a Michael Mann movie. It's very detail-oriented. The music is great. The cinematography is great. The attention to detail, so the replica cars, the Ferrari cars, the Maserati cars, all the other different cars that are used, whether it be in the racing scenes or in the countryside or in downtown Rome. One other really great area of this movie was actually a first for Michael Mann, the running time. The running time for this movie is about 2 hours and 10 minutes. I have never seen a Michael Mann movie that's been under 2.5 hours. The dude does not know how to make a short movie or shorter movie than his usual 2.5 or 2 hour 45 minute film. I was really happy to see that this was a reasonable running time and the pacing in this film was perfect. One area in earlier episodes of the podcast that I've touched upon that I appreciate with this movie is the fact that it's based on a true story and the filmmaker here, director Michael Mann, chose to focus on a specific time period. He did not want to cover Enzo Ferrari and Laura Ferrari's entire lives. They wanted to focus on a particular time. With this movie, they focus on the year of 1957. Ferrari is on the brink of bankruptcy. It is only 10 years after Enzo and Laura Ferrari started this company. It just adds to the tension of the film. It makes it more dramatic, more interesting, and more engaging. Another detail that is shown very well in this film also is that racing has come a long way since 1957. In this movie, we see that to be a Ferrari racer, you are putting your life at risk. It is extremely dangerous to do what these drivers do. One particular scene that I just want to mention, I want to highlight, it was really great in the film. There is a moment when two particular scenes are being juxtaposed against each other. One is a scene where a driver is racing around the track, and another is where Enzo and a bunch of the Ferrari team are at a church. Definitely has some throwbacks and references to the ending scene of the first Godfather movie, only in this case, it's actually really funny kind of seeing these two scenes being cut back and forth to each other because both scenes are happening at the same time. Be on the lookout for that scene. Now, while there's a lot of good in this movie, we do need to go over some of the bad too. I did already mention that Shailene Woodley was very underutilized in the film, and that's unfortunate. It should have been fleshed out a little bit more. The other thing too is that the expectations from a movie called Ferrari, this wasn't necessarily an issue for me. I liked it. It was a dramatic story, a little bit more of an emotional story, but some viewers might be disappointed because when they hear the name Ferrari, they're not thinking of the person. They're thinking of the car. They're thinking of racing. There's lots of racing in the movie, but it's not necessarily the focus of the story for this film. And that might rub people the wrong way. One other unfortunate thing was that this movie was a box office failure. The film had a budget of about $95 million. It made about a little over $43 at the box office. Now, I don't know if that's because of the movie itself or the competition of what else was out at that time around Christmas of 2023, or if that's because the budget was too big. He cannot go under a $90 million budget. I'm not trying to stifle creativity, but I would challenge him to see that if you were to try to make a movie under $90 million, would that stop you from being creative? I, with a director like him especially, don't think that would be the case. Unfortunately, it was a box office bust. And I do wonder with something like that as well, if maybe it's the format that's incorrect. Let's take a look at the TV series that he produces, Tokyo Vice, on HBO. We talked about that in an earlier episode. And that has been a very successful show for HBO. They're in their second season right now. Maybe he just needs to use TV and episodic content, episodic formats to tell a longer story, to flesh out his characters more, and maybe something like that would be more successful for a story like Ferrari. Now, considering all of that, I still do stand by an 8 out of 10. This is a fantastic movie. It is very entertaining. Again, it is a return to form for Michael Mann. Unfortunately, it's not available to stream yet in the US, but you can rent it, whether that be Amazon, Apple TV, wherever you get your movies. One thing, though, that I would strongly encourage is to either wear headphones or to listen to it on speakers that can do really great sound with a movie like this. I promise you, you will not regret it. Enjoy. I hope you do check it out. Let me know what you think. Thank you for listening.